Welcome, everyone, to the Real BS Show.
The Real BS.
Nothing imitation here. No GMOs, CMOs, or none of that stuff. It's all organic. We have a special guest today, Seth. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's world famous. Very good singer. I mean, world famous singer. Better than Marie Osmond. Way better. And a guitar player. Matter of fact, that's who's playing the guitar in the background.
Right.
Yeah, we snuck a little recording of him in there.
He's serenading us.
Well, here he comes now. Hey, Steve, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, there he is. See, that's easy, right? You're being heard worldwide, all around the world. China, Germany, Britain, all over the United States, everywhere. Australia.
Ukraine.
Friends there. Ukraine, don't forget Kiev. Yeah, Ukraine. Down by the post office there.
I'm scared now.
Oh, geez. Now, look, he's, don't be chicken. No, this is easy. This is easy. If you got anybody you want to say hello to them, too.
They'll hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Shirley. You my little girlie.
Shirley, your little girlie. She's probably listening, too. Well, she can listen to this anytime she wants. We're on the internet, so it's a podcast, so anytime you're feeling blue, you just click that baby on and listen.
Get bluer.
And doze right off. And we'll rock you to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I tell you what, how about you play this song for us?
Yeah,
sounds good. And then when the song's done, we'll come back and we'll grill you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ask some questions, see how you got so good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun. You'll see. Yeah. We keep it light.
And we can also talk about things, but here we go.
This is PG rated.
You can do this, yeah, baby. If to try. All I don't want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Boy, don't you worry.
I know you will.
Follow your heart.
Nothing but your heart.
And nothing else. You can do this, yeah, baby. If you try.
If you try. Be happy.
And baby, be a simple.
Be a simple.
Be a simple kind of man. Be something your love will understand. Baby, be a simple. Be a simple kind of man.
That was live on the Real BS Show, Steve Waddle.
Excellent.
Beautiful, huh?
Excellent.
Good voice.
Yes.
I used to play in a band with Steve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he did.
One of his better bands.
I've got to say, yes, it was. More, one of the more reliable bands.
Well, we had a good time. You know, it's always an experience playing in a band. I don't care what band you're in. Once you get out there live, it's an experience.
What was the name of your guys' band?
Just Us, I think. Was that it?
Yeah.
It Just
wasn't
Us.
Should have been Just You.
Just Me, yeah. I tried to get them to do that, but they wouldn't. But Just Us. Okay, so that's what it was. It was in this chair squeaking. Getting WD-40 around? So anyways, I know you're kind of in a hurry, right, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. Well, how about if you come back sometime?
I'd love to. I would love to.
We'll take a whole hour and we'll find out, you know, what grade school you went to and what
your DNA. And
how in the world you got into music, you know? I mean,
right.
what got you started? And,
how in the world could you not be into music?
Well, you got to be into it before you can stay into it, you know. Yeah. I mean,
like, who inspired you as an artist? You know, I mean, we can go into that as well. Like, who's your inspiration for your playing? And I mean, there's so much to branch off of that, you know. I mean,
my mother.
Oh, really?
Really?
See. Oh. Well, see, that's the kind of stuff we like to get into. Yeah. I mean, you could, very easily, you could be out driving choo-choo trains or something. You know
right
what I mean?
On,
or,
right on.
Or cement trucks or
yeah,
whatever, you know.
Truck.
See, yeah. You know, you could have went a different path, but no, you once you get hooked, you're hooked, right?
Right on. You got the bug.
And I know you got a recording studio or a practice, you know, in your house, practice. You got more equipment than most sound companies. You should see that. You have to go up there sometime,
yeah.
Seth. It's just
I'd love to have you up, yes.
Full of yeah, we could record up at your house.
That would be nice. That'd be a treat.
Yeah, we'll have to bring Seth and
Absolutely.
Work all the knobs, you know.
Welcome anytime,
I'm
Seth.
Getting too old for that stuff. Well, dang, remind me to grease this chair. It's squeaking. Hey, you going to do us one more song?
Yeah, we'll do, I think...
What would you like to do?
Love Potion number 9.
Hey, next time I'm going to bring my bass and play along with you.
I'd like that. That'd be fun.
Like I'm not playing the drums. Maybe the tambourine.
What was that song I used to... Little Red Riding Hood or something like that.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, see those...
You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
So you
got
to be careful what you say to him because he breaks out in song quite a bit. Hey, what's the song you're going to do? Oh, Love Potion number 9. Was that it? See, I thought he was in a hurry. He's not in a hurry. I just remember I had a nice harmony part. I have no idea. Who's that
walking into the woods?
So that's Grandma in her riding hood. Okay, well, we're going to do, or you're going to do, Love Potion number 9. And you guys, well, thanks for stopping by for this little bit of time.
Thank you for having me.
But next time, let's make it a full hour so we can really get into the nitty gritty of what it's like to be a. I mean, it ain't all peaches and cream like everybody thinks, you know.
No.
What they see for them few hours at Best Western or wherever, that's not even close to a portion of it, because right. There's a lot before and a lot afterwards.
There's a lot of practice, a lot of going on.
I'm trying to get everybody in the right place at the right time and quit fighting with each other.
It's called paying your dues, and you know all about it.
Holy smokes. You know, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm too stupid to quit. You know?
I have the same disease, and I'd like to thank both of you for having me here today. I really would.
You coming.
Well,
I do have to go, but thank you very much for having me here.
I took my trouble down to Madam Rue. Know the gypsy with the gold cap, too. Cause she's got a bed down at 34th and Vine. Sell a little bottle of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a bump with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palms, then she gave a magic sign. She said, oh, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it right here in the sink. Smell like turpentine and look like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed a cop down a 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed a cop down a 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Thank you, Steve Waddle. That was the world famous Steve Waddle on guitar and singing. That was a first for us.
Yeah,
recording him right off the cuff like that.
Right,
and it worked. How about that? It worked on the first try. Wow. Well, Steve said he's gonna come back.
That's
so
right.
So we'll get into this a little more. Maybe I'll bring my bass. I can play bass with him.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I used to play in a band with him.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago.
Just us. Yeah,
yeah, I think we already talked about that. Yeah. Well, you know, I've had some people, more than a few, want to hear country western stuff.
Yeah.
And when I was out in California, I bumped into a guy by the name of Gary Allen, and I was impressed with his voice, and I'm sure he's a lot older now. That was back in 2000, I think. But you got any? You're not a country western fan.
No, not a very impressed country fan. There's a lot of country music I just want to puke at, but there are some I can bring in. I would say there's some country artists that...
Well, I took care of it. I brought my whole suitcase.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, if need be, I can bring some country music in. I enjoy.
Not today. What the heck?
Okay.
We don't have that much longer to go, so...
Yeah.
Let's... Gary Allen. His first song, I mean, one that put him on the map, I think, was... Well, let's play that first, see if people recognize it.
Okay.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Well, I won't make you tell me what I've come to understand. You're a certain kind of woman, I'm a different kind of man. I've tried to make you love me, you've tried to find a spark. Oh, the flame that burned but somehow turned to smoke rings in the dark. Within me takes a heavy toll, cause it burns as slow as whiskey through an empty aching soul. And the night is like a dagger, long and cold and sharp, as I sit here on the front steps blowing smoke rings in the dark. I know I must be going, cause love's already gone, and all I'm taking with me are the pieces of my heart, and all I'll leave are smoke rings in the dark. The rain falls where it wants to, wind blows where it will, everything on earth goes somewhere, but I swear we're standing still. So I'm not gonna wake you, I'll go easy on your heart, I'll just touch your face and drift away like smoke rings in the dark. The pieces of my heart, and all I'll leave are smoke rings in the dark.
Well, that'd be my old buddy Gary Allen.
That you met in California.
Yeah, I ran into him in California a long time ago. Before the airplanes hit the buildings there.
Right.
2000 maybe.
Right.
He impressed me.
Yeah.
So, do you have any country flavored songs?
Right. I look at when I was younger, my grandfather used to play dairy. He had a dairy farm. He didn't play a dairy.
Cows give more milk when they're listening to Frank Sinatra and those kind of songs.
My memories as a kid working on my grandfather's farm from 10 to probably 15, we heard a lot of country music, and I just remember that sometimes not so fondly. So I associate a lot of country music with cow manure.
I think we better stop there. Friends won't be our friends anymore.
And that's okay. I mean, there's I will recognize talent where there's talent, and I think Jason Isbell is one of those artists that.
Well, he never shoveled no cow manure.
Oh, I think he had. He did.
You think so?
Oh yeah, he had some misery in his life. I put it that way. Either he shoveled or he made it his own.
Well, that's all we do here is shovel.
So. I think when he plays, his music's very genuine and not like pop country or rock country or wallet chain country.
Has he got messages in his music?
Yeah, there's some kind of deep meaning to his music, I guess. You know, there's some pain behind it. It's genuine, in my opinion.
Huh.
And I kind of appreciate that.
Well, us old folks don't get into messages anymore.
No, no.
Just you young folks.
Tuned in and tuned out, right?
So I heard that before. You know. Matter of fact, I got a couple songs like that. I think Gary Allen songs, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's, say thank you to Steve Waddle. That was neat.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Hope he comes back. We got to get him back here.
Yeah.
And all right, well, let's listen to Jason Isbell.
Mountains rough this time of year. Close the highway down. They don't warn. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. And I know every town worth passing through, what good does knowing do? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite. Eat Bore City on a Friday night. Couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired. Traveling alone, tired of traveling.
Jason Isbell. Well, that's more modern country or sophisticated country.
Yeah.
Something
mean,
like that.
It's, they consider it alternative country, so it's not even mainstream. Oh. So, yeah, it's not wallet chain country, you know, the same brick mortar format of country music. So.
Okay. Well, I got a really good one. Some guy, this is a Gary Allen song, I think.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Well, his girlfriend dumped him, and he begged her and begged her, and she dumped him and said, she got a new boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
So he goes out, and he finds him a new girlfriend.
All right.
Well, sure enough, along comes the old girlfriend and says, well, that thing didn't work out, so I want to, how about we get together?
Right.
And that's where the name of the song comes from, Sorry.
Right.
Because I got a new one. So... go pound salt and see you later. Sorry. So that's the name of this song.
Right.
So this is a real country song here from my old country days.
Gary Allen.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play it.
I came home from work in the middle of the day, 2 hours early, but a little too late. She was coming down the stairs, looking mighty grand, with a big brown suitcase in her hand. I said, what's going on, baby, what's the deal? She said, I just don't feel like I used to feel. With a devil's own smile, right out of the blue, she said, I done went and found myself somebody new. She said, sorry, it didn't work out. Sorry, yes, I'll see you around. She ruined my life, left me brokenhearted, and all she had to say was sorry.
Sorry.
I laid awake crying for many a night. I just couldn't seem to get her off my mind. I went to her, got down on my knees, said, baby, won't you please come back to me? She said, sorry, it didn't work out. Sorry, yes, I'll see you around. She ruined my life, left me brokenhearted, and all she had to say was sorry.
Sorry.
Well, time went by and my poor heart healed. I found me a woman whose love is real. And she's a looker, the apple of my eye. And every head turns when she walks by. Well, we ran into my old flame the other day. It blew my mind what she had to say. She said, hello, baby, well, how have you been? I was hoping maybe we could get together again. And I said, sorry, it didn't work out. Sorry, yes, I'll see you around. You ruined my life and left me brokenhearted. And all you had to say was sorry. You said sorry.
Oh, that was beautiful, huh? That is really beautiful.
I was doing jazz hands.
Hey, I heard a country song sound like a young country star that hasn't, you know, wrecked his liver yet. You
right,
know,
right.
He's still out there drinking and carrying on like a madman. So like the young country guys do.
Yeah.
This is a song about young country guys and how crazy they get. Maybe the old country guys used to get crazy like that.
I have a feeling they did.
Well, now they're all kind of toning it down a little bit.
or you know, some of them are probably still going strong, you know.
Well, their doctors aren't allowing it.
Yeah. Maybe they have the doctors coming to the parties. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Spice up the party. All right. Well, let's play. What was this guy's name? Blake?
Shelton.
Shelton. Okay. Yeah. Blake Shelton. All right. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Hey. Yeah? Tell them that story you were telling me. Couple boys clock out about 5:35, trying to put a little hammer in their head. Standing in the liquor store staring at a fifth, but they picked up a handle instead. Hell right.
Hell right.
Hell right.
Okay.
Couple girls with their boots on, got their Bluetooth on, t-shirts saying go Sooners. Then the girl from the small town took off the old town, put on a little Hank Jr.
Thank God.
Hell right. She got all her rally friends coming over tonight. Hell right. Sound till somebody pulled a hillbilly slip. Now there's fog on the window. She never would have kissed him if he didn't play a lick like this. Hell right. Hell right. Hell right. Hell right. Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America.
Quick,
Yeah.
Ended quick.
Yeah.
Ended quick. Oh, I'm stuck.
He's in a loop.
I'm in a loop, yeah.
A DBD looped.
I'm in a country loop. I'm getting loopy. I must have been drinking what they're drinking. Yeah,
a little bit of the what do they call that? Hard apple cider?
It's called alcohol. It's used to run cars on. I'll tell you what, country friends, they like country. Let's play a couple country songs right in a row.
Yeah.
And that way they don't have to listen to us babble.
Yeah.
You know, BS. Even though it's our show, we should be able to BS all we want.
You know, we should sometime like narrate the song.
You know, talk in between verses and
kind
of explain it to everybody.
Yeah, like kind of like, you know.
Explain it.
The spoken word, you know. I mean, Johnny Cash used to do that, you know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Johnny Cash, I did some more Bible reading.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh boy. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
The more I read, the worse.
Are you listening to Johnny Cash's King James version?
No. I had to get a little more modern. He puts you to sleep. So does the new ones, too. I mean, that's... I forgot what I learned, though, this week. Dang, I was going to tell you, but I forgot.
Was it Richard Dawkinson's Bible reading where he did the audiobook of it?
No. Okay. Richard Dawkins, he's just the opposite.
Yeah.
He's a God delusion guy.
Yeah, I know. I know who he is.
He's pretty neat. He makes more sense than the other one.
I don't know. That's debatable.
This whole
know?
Thing's about Jewish folks. Why is the whole world got to listen to Jewish folks' history?
I don't know.
It's crazy. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you know, you factor in the civilizations go back far, far, a long time. You know, I mean, you go back into those ancient times, and I think that sometimes explains some of what they're talking about.
I don't know. Now, just think about this a minute. Now, he tells Moses, he says, hey, you come down off the mountain, and you guys, I'm going to give you your promised land, you know. But first, you got to go in and kill all the Canaanites.
Right.
And their kids and women and children, just kill everything.
Right.
All their animals and everything.
Right.
Now, he just gave them a big tablet and said, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
And then he tells them to go kill everybody.
Right.
And so what's he give them? He gives them Israel.
Yeah.
The only place in the Middle East that ain't got no oil.
Right.
So what's that about? All he got is rocks there. They throw rocks at each other.
Well, it used to be fertile. It used to be
very
fertile.
Well, then he got a bunch of goats, and the goats ate everything, and now all he got is rocks and sand. They overgrazed.
Well, you know, that used to be a very ancient area of civilization. I mean, the Fertile Crescent wraps around that.
Well, they cut down all the trees, and they planted the little trees, but the goats ate them all.
I can see
goats
that.
Goats ate everything.
there's something to be said about that area when you go back to ancient history. That area has been settled for over 150,000 years with humans.
And they're still fighting with
each
other.
But that's everywhere. It's in our nature to fight.
Jeez.
I would say that's our part of our nature.
None of that makes any sense to me.
I'm not condoning violence, though. You know, I mean, I'm just looking at the historical context.
Well, why
didn't
they write a Bible about the Roman Empire or something?
They did.
They did
in France, too. They did it in Rome. They all had their own rendition
of Bibles?
Of a savior and a Bible.
Oh, yeah. They all had their own gods, but somehow they all got kicked out or something.
Oh, sure.
They had too many of them, I guess.
Oh, sure.
They had Greek gods all over the place.
In Rome, they had a monotheistic religion as well. It wasn't as popular, but it was gaining popular. It was called Solvarius or something like that.
Well, it didn't make
Solvinus?
It.
No, it didn't. But
Constantine said, heck with that. We'll just steal the one from the Jewish folks.
We have to remember that, you know, that he fought a civil war.
Well, Jesus said the right things. He says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, you know. And they like that. They say, "Hey, yeah, let's adopt that one.
Right.
Turn the other cheek. Don't fight back. Turn the other cheek."
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that one.
Well, you know, there's a misconception though. The word "the meek shall inherit the earth" it doesn't mean meek, meaning weak. It means the meek is one in the Greek, the original Greek. It means somebody that knows how to use a sword but keeps it sheathed. And so it's,
well, they forgot to tell everybody that.
Well, that is the truth. That's what they did tell them. So they didn't expect people just to be weak. They expect them to know how to use it, but choose not to, only when they needed to.
What good is that?
Well, you're not going to go around conquering the world like the Mongols did, you know? But at the same time, you should know how to fight like the Mongols, but not...
You defend yourself, huh?
But know how to defend yourself. I think that's a good lesson there. And just, if you could just take away from that.
Well, see, Moses come down off the mountain, you know, and he got this... I think the first time he come down the mountain, it was like 600 commandments. There's a lot of commandments. I remember that. And the Israelites, his people, they were all partying and made some new stuff, you know, some
right.
new gods or whatever, golden calves or whatever.
Right.
Well, he got all mad and he killed 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
3,000 of his own people. Well, he's carrying this thing, these stones around saying, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
So he goes back up the mountain, comes back with 10.
Yeah.
And then they go over to Canaanite or the Millicites or I can't.
Right.
I get them all mixed up, but they killed every. Well, they didn't kill the young women.
Right.
But they killed everything else. And it just doesn't say, whoa.
Well, you know, to be technical.
And then they got a piece of land that had no oil.
Well.
Jeez, that was crazy.
But, you know, I go back to history again. I can't think of one civilization that didn't try to conquer another one. Or one tribe of people in the world that are completely 100% peaceful. I can't think of one. I mean, it's always been in our nature to see another group of people coming over the hill and think they could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So well, I don't know. I mean,
now we got the internet. We know better.
Well,
now.
I don't know.
Now we know they're all dangerous.
Well, Steve, there's a guy named Steven Pinker, and he's kind of laid out the statistics, and we're becoming more peaceful. And I think that's something over time throughout history. If you go back to ancient history and to now, even though our wars can be more brutal and more violent, we're becoming more peaceful.
Well, we got more television.
Oh,
stuff,
sure.
You know? We don't have
more
to be
pacifiers. The Romans.
Well, yeah, more stuff to keep us,
right,
our minds occupied.
The Romans always had the amphitheater to keep the citizens entertained and their free
the
bread.
The gladiators killing everybody.
And their free bread, you know, they had all their free bread. So now, you know, we have our entertainment and food so cheap that we throw it away.
Yeah.
And it's so fresh and our water is so clean. And we take that for granted. I think about that a lot, you know. I mean, we eat like kings. You know, I mean, we had a burger today, you know. And
the next time I do my Bible studies, I'll remember what I learned. And when I come back,
yeah,
when we have a show, I'll write it down so I can tell you what I learned.
Oh, yeah, you should take notes.
Yeah, take notes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay awake when you're reading that stuff.
Oh, sure.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's like a lot of books are like that, you know. When I read a book, I fall asleep, you know.
You know why? Oh, I don't know why they disincluded. It's all about Jewish folks.
Well, that's the in the Old
that's
Testament.
Right,
it's in the Old Testament that they did have a lot of people that converted to Judaism, you know. So it's in that way there was conversions. So, for instance, King David's grandmother was his matrilineal descent. His mother's mother was not Jewish, and she converted. And technically, she was
she from Egypt?
No, she was from Canaanite, from the story you're talking about.
Well, she saw him coming. She said, changing.
She helped Joshua take down Jericho.
Yeah.
They opened, you know, she was the one, and they saved her. But she was a prostitute. So King David's mother's mother was.
See, now you got all that from the Bible, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, see? wonderful book.
So, I mean, but here's the thing. You know, isn't in human nature the ugly and bad, the ugly and bad, why they didn't erase that out, did they? They left it in there. All the hideous, ugly things. If it was such
You should see the stuff they erased.
Well, sure.
They didn't put in.
Well, sure.
Holy catfish.
But the thing is, you know.
Gospel of Thomas. And,
sure.
Ruth.
Oh,
and,
like, you know, Jesus kissing Mary Magdalene.
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gospel of Mary.
See, that's another one. Mary Magdalene was not a prostitute.
No, they just, there's so many Marys over there that got mixed
up. Oh, sure. You know, I mean, you didn't have last names, you know? That's why we added last names. We kind of evolved
with
that.
Hey, we got off our country kick here.
We're kind of doing, you know, this is the kind of base of people that listen to country also.
The phone's ringing off the wall. The country fans want their music back.
You know, the people that listen to country usually like the Bible, Bill. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I would say that's the Bible belt.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay, let's play some country songs. And make our friends happy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I saw you standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain to slide. like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. Tell yourself that there's something more, and walk out that door. Go find a new rose, don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge, put your face in the wind, and when you fall back down, keep on remembering. Set you free. Smile with. I try to resist you, the weaker I seem to be. I don't want to feel your heartbeat. I don't want to taste your kiss. I don't want to call your name. I don't want to call your name. I don't want to want you like this. Girl, I'm loving you. Loving you against my will. Loving you. Loving you against my will.
Beautiful country music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes you want to go buy some cowboy boots
and milk the cows.
Well, I don't know about that. Not that inspiring.
You know.
sounds like work to me. Getting kicked in the head.
Some people like it, you know. Pulling the teeth.
Well, see, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the night here, aren't we?
Yeah. It's.
I don't know.
Is it night, day? I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm dozing here.
We haven't been outside yet.
Right. They got to pump daylight here.
Yeah. This is artificial lighting in here.
So, you got any more country?
I got some country.
One, or what you kind of call country?
Yeah, I would call it country.
New country?
I would call newer country that's in the style of older country. Huh. So, it's like, you know, you're talking about
now
like
you
this.
You got me confused.
It's like 60s, 70s country kind of style mixed into new. And people are kind of appreciating. They would call it alternative, but it's not alternative, really. It's like older style country. It's not like the newer stuff that's the wallet chain rock or pop country, you know, that, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Trust me, I did a lot of country shows.
And it's like, you know, this artificial country music, you know, it's so fake. This guy is just, I don't know, something
country
about
country rock.
Yeah. But no, I just, that's a good one. There's a lot of new artists out there. It's and this is the beauty of the internet is, people can get on the internet and just find anything. There's so many people putting music out nowadays. There's so much music that's out there, and everybody's on Spotify.
Well, everybody's trying to be different and, you know, be original and start something new. Well, you can't blame them. That's where the money goes.
Right.
Know?
Boom. I mean.
And I think, we got to get Steve back here. Now that he's warmed up a bit, you know, He was a little unsure, you know, what we're talking about, you know.
Right,
so now that he sees how easy
it
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how good he is.
We only had to take one take with him. I never had that before with a musician. I've done musicians before. And
yeah, well, they usually make a boo-boo or something. Yeah, and you got to stop and,
He did two songs straight through, no retake.
Yeah, well, he's been doing songs for a long time. It's in his blood.
Right.
So, you know. But we'll check him out. I got a friend over in Philadelphia there that we got to try out our phone system.
Right.
And once we get that, then we can interview anybody we want.
Oh, sure.
All over the world. Yeah. That ought to be good.
Yeah. Get people in Ukraine at the post office there, you know.
Let's say goodnight to everybody and write this off with Jason Isbell. Jason Isbell.
Yep.
Hey, I'm old, but I'm getting it.
Yeah, you're getting it. You're rocking it.
Yeah. So good night, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in, tuning out, and probably falling asleep. But hey, it's our show, so we can do what we want.
Do it to it.
Night, Seth.
Night.
Not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin, the fragile heart you protected for so long,
or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hands searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find. Hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be